All that vamp blood. The jumpiness'll get better. As time passes, it won't be so fresh and at the front of my mind, I told Amelia. If telepathy had taught me anything, it was that people could bury the most serious and painful of memories if you gave them enough time and distraction. The blood is not just any vampire's. It's Eric's blood. It's strong stuff, and my wrists are a lot better. I didn't mention that the nerves were jumping around in them like hot snakes just at this moment, a result of their having been tied together tightly for several hours. Dr. Ludwig, physician to the supernatural, had told me the nerves and the wrists would be back to normal eventually. Yeah, speaking of the blood, Amelia took a deep breath and steeled herself to say something she knew I wouldn't like. Since I heard it before she actually voiced it, I was able to brace myself. Had you thought about... Sookie, you didn't ask me, but I think you better not have any more of Eric's blood. I mean, I know he's your man, but you gotta think about the consequences. Sometimes people get flipped by accident. It's not like it's a math equation. Though I appreciated Amelia's concern, she trespassed into private territory. We don't swap, I said. Much.